What we like to do is, as part of a baptism service, it's based on the person who's getting baptized, it's based on their story, which we often call a testimony. Testimony of what God has done in their lives, what Jesus has done in their lives. And normally I interview people, ask a few questions just to draw their story out. But Patrick has written it down. And so I'm going to invite Patrick to come up and just read what he's written, because I think he feels he would be able to express it better reading it out than getting flustered with me asking questions. So that was great. So yeah, big hand for Patrick. So wow, I'll stand up here with you.
I was christened as a baby. I went to Catholic schools where I went to Mass and Benediction. I don't know if anybody's going to get Catholic people here. because the school was next to the church, I found the priests and the nuns scary as a small child. They weren't really that kind. I had my first communion around 7 years and was later confirmed. When I was 16, I left school, didn't go back to church. The faith didn't mean anything to me. And I only went back to church for christenings, weddings and funerals until I met and married Ruth much later. Slowly things have changed. When we moved to Elsica about 18 years ago, Ruth started going to a church there. She brought people to the house for meals and there would be lots of discussions about Christian things and different books of the Bible and things to do with the church. I enjoyed the discussions and took part sometimes. I was particularly interested in what was said about Abraham and what God promised him and the significance of Israel. Whilst I've been watching The Chosen, I found it hard to ignore who Jesus is and how he was born a Jew. This series has made me both laugh and cry. I have continued to watch more episodes. I'm waiting for the next series. About 12 months ago, I decided to ask to change my shift pattern to allow me to change church with Ruth weekly. I asked Mary if she would pray that this would be allowed by work. She did, and for the last 12 months I've been coming to church. I have really enjoyed reading the words of the songs. I sometimes sing now. I enjoy listening to the things that are said and prayed and the positive energy here. I joined Alpha, and with the church, it helped me understand better what I'd learnt as a child and showed me a different journey of faith. During this year, 2024, I have realised that God is real and looking after me. I'm a person who can get into pretty dark moods, which can last up to a few weeks. They do lift, but I have to work hard to get through them. Over these last months, I have asked God to help me when these moods have come. He has done this spectacularly. On one occasion, I was in the car waiting to go into work and was very worked up and low. I asked Jesus to help me. I said to him, "I don't want to be like this. Please help me." I said this over and over and over. Suddenly, the heaviness left and I went into work reasonably happy. During work, I've asked him to help me when the atmosphere has got me down and I felt low. He's helped me there too. Around May or June, one of these situations arose and I was feeling very negative at work. I asked again for help. I heard these words in my head, "You are being attacked by the devil." I spoke to the devil and told him in Jesus' name to leave me alone. He went and I continued my day. I thought about that a lot. Soon after that, again at work, I began to think about meeting Jesus on Judgment Day. And I was suddenly scared that I would stand before God and that Jesus would say, "I don't know him." There and then, I just said to Jesus, "Jesus, I am yours." I said that privately to him. Today, I'm saying it publicly. That's why I'm being baptized. Just the last bit. I was previously aware that there was a hole in me. I always kind of thought there was more to life than I knew. I have had that hole filled now. I belong to Jesus.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. Stay here for a sec.